Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
So around about 50% of us are saying migration levels are too high, but that's not necessarily shaping how we feel about migrants coming to Australia and the contribution that migration has made.
Anda kembali bersama dengan SBS Examines untuk program Bahasa Indonesia. Saya Tia Arda. Dalam episode Understanding Hate kali ini, kita akan membahas diskriminasi terhadap migran dan pengungsi. Meskipun di luar negeri, imigrasi telah menjadi isu yang semakin terpolarisasi, di Australia pendengar, sikap masyarakat terhadap migran sebagian besar tetap positif. Dr. James O'Donnell, seorang pakar demografi dari Australian National University, mengatakan bahwa warga Australia membedakan antara bagaimana sikap dan pandangan mereka terhadap tingkat imigrasi dan terhadap migran itu sendiri.
When you ask those people that say migration levels are too high, we're still seeing 3/4 of them say that multiculturalism has been good for Australia. So around about 2/3 still say that migration has benefited the Australian economy, society and culture as well.
Kapan keyakinan seputar migrasi ini dapat berubah menjadi diskriminasi? Dr. O'Donnell mengatakan tekanan ekonomi dan kesulitan hidup dapat memengaruhi sikap kita.
When people are worried about the economy and when they themselves experience unemployment, financial stress, their attitudes towards migration deteriorate a little bit. They're more likely to say things like migrants increase house prices or they take away jobs.
Migran pindah atas pilihan mereka sendiri, sementara pengungsi terpaksa meninggalkan negara asal mereka untuk menyelamatkan diri. Kedua kelompok ini telah menjadi sasaran klaim tak berdasar dan stereotip palsu. Di University of New South Wales, Profesor Daniel Gesselbach telah mengembangkan metode untuk memerangi misinformasi.
Refugees and migrants have contributed hugely to Australia, but they've also unfairly been blamed from everything from the housing crisis to rising inflation. And, you know, this is an age-old tactic where political actors exploit xenophobia for their political advantage.
Untuk mengatasi misinformasi yang menyebar dengan cepat dan tampak meyakinkan, Profesor Gesselbach mengatakan kita dapat melawannya dengan menggunakan tanda kutip sandwich fakta.
When Australia's borders were closed during the COVID-19 pandemic, migration was at its lowest level in a century, yet pricing houses still went up. And then you want to warn about the myth. Instead of tackling the real issues, some political actors are just blaming migrants as if they're the reason that housing has become unaffordable. And then point out the fallacy. They're oversimplifying the problem to distract you from the actual causes. Then end with the fact. There are many factors that are driving Australia's housing crisis, and migration is only a very small piece of the puzzle.
Menentang diskriminasi dan misinformasi pendengar sangatlah penting untuk membangun kohesi sosial. Namun, bagi banyak migran dan pengungsi, keputusan ini tidak selalu mudah.
There is a constant pressure to show that you're hardworking, grateful, and never causing trouble. I often felt that if I raise any concerns, whether it's about racism, unfair policies, or discrimination, people will see me as ungrateful, but I don't want to be praised for being inspiring while being expected to accept inequality.
Itu tadi adalah Parisa Sekandari. Setelah Taliban berkuasa pada tahun 2021, Parisa melarikan diri dari Afghanistan dan tiba di Melbourne dengan menggunakan visa kemanusiaan. Kini, ia menjadi kandidat PhD di Monash University. Parisa mengatakan ia mengalami diskriminasi baik itu di ranah publik maupun di institusi.
I was trying to get help with a service and a staff member kept repeating things slowly and loudly as if I couldn't understand English. I was polite, I could speak English, but I wasn't treated with the same respect as the person before me. And there was a time on public transport when someone said, "Go back to your country," loud enough for me to hear.
Parisa mengatakan, meskipun pengalaman-pengalaman ini menyakitkan dan berdampak negatif pada rasa memiliki yang dimilikinya, ia belum melaporkan rasisme karena dampak emosionalnya yang tinggi.
The reporting process is often confusing, slow, and emotionally exhausting. You worry about not being believed and about being blamed or about facing backlash. And sometimes you don't have the energy, especially when you're already juggling work, study, visa stress, and trauma.
Di Victoria University, Associate Professor Mario Poikar telah mempelajari hambatan-hambatan dalam pelaporan dan kebutuhan dukungan bagi orang-orang yang mengalami tindak rasisme.
Racism happens in all areas of society, but the biggest area is still employment, either looking for employment or at the workplace, and the concerns that it might make things even worse if you report, because you at work you might get less shifts or you lose your job.
Sementara bagi Parisa, ia memfokuskan energinya pada pengorganisasian masyarakat, advokasi, dan penceritaan.
These are ways I can create change by showing that we exist, we matter, and we are not going to stay silent.
SBS Examines episode ini pendengar diproduksi oleh Nick Zumbolis dan dibawakan oleh Tia Arda untuk SBS Indonesian. Untuk informasi lainnya, silakan kunjungi sbs.com.au/sbsexamines.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.